Hi, Lincoln.
What we watch?
Together? Nothing.
Yeah, we didn't see this together.
Nope. But we both did finally see The Last Jedi.
Finally, I was able to squeeze it in.
Yep, I saw it opening weekend and this fucking lazy son of a bitch had to wait like 4 fucking days.
I'm sorry.
He's lazy.
It's not lazy.
Bullshit.
I was busy.
You know why he didn't go? He didn't want to get up off the couch. He's like, I had to put paint on.
No.
I can't put paint on.
That's
go
not
to theater.
Happened at all.
I won't put paint on.
Wait, did I wear sweatpants in the theater?
Probably.
I think I wore sweatpants.
See? Because you didn't want to fuck put pants on.
You got me there.
I did.
I went and saw it with my mom.
You did? I saw it with like a real person.
I saw it with my mom and half of Voltron.
I technically saw it with all of Voltron. I didn't know they were in the theater until we left.
Kyle.
Yep.
How did you like it?
I don't know. That's been my answer to everything. I do know. But
yeah.
I thought it was okay. I have a lot of problems with it. But I have a lot of positives as well.
I flip-flopped harder in this movie than I think I've honestly ever flip-flopped on a movie in such a short time frame. Because I've flip-flopped on movies before, but it's been like years in
I'm sure we'll talk about one that we kind of flip-flopped on.
Yeah. I first didn't know how I felt as I was walking out of the theater.
That's not a flip-flop.
Well, no, let me explain. While I was walking out of the theater, I was asked, you know, how'd you like it? I had to just kind of stop and be like, I liked it.
I was the same way, walking out of the theater. Several people, do you like it? I'm like, I don't know. I honestly did not know when I left the theater.
How many days has it been since I seen it? Like 4?
I don't know when the fuck you saw it.
I think it's like
it.
4.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. A while.
I've thought about it a lot. Like a lot.
You should get just a fucking
kind of
life,
down,
dude.
Just kind of laying down, just thinking about.
This is your life.
Animal titties, milk.
You thought about that anyway.
Puffins.
Puffins? Oh, the porgs?
I kind of love this movie.
Okay.
I actually kind of love it. I think it's my second favorite Star Wars movie.
Right behind Revenge of the Sith, correct?
No. Return of the Jedi is my favorite Star Wars.
No, it's okay. Not your favorite. The holiday special.
So there's a lot I want to talk about, none of which I can talk about without spoilers. So spoilers are going to start now because I want to talk about whiny babies.
Are those the spoilers? Whiny baby, the fan base?
People can't handle change anymore, especially when it comes to franchises like Star Wars.
Well, every review is either this is the biggest betrayal ever, or it's a masterpiece. And I think we both disagree with both of those.
Neither of those are correct statements.
Not
and
even
anyway,
close, no.
People are mad because of two things. There's only like two real things that people are mad about. One, Luke Skywalker dies, which I think it's fucking asinine that you're mad about.
I think
they're
more mad about how he dies.
But it's like poetry, Kyle. It rhymes.
It's been established since the first fucking film.
Yeah, people are like, oh, why did Luke just disappear?
It doesn't make sense. I'm like, he's not the first fucking Jedi we've seen do this. Not even the second Jedi we've seen do this.
Maybe not even the third. I'm trying to remember somebody that did it in the prequels.
I haven't seen like the Clone Wars cartoon and stuff.
I'm sure somebody does.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure it's there's a lot of canon fucking Star Wars. Like the video in Knights of the Republic canon? Or
yes.
It's not. It's not now.
No, I thought it is now. Because they made Thrawn.
I'm just saying there's a lot of fun. The books are canon. Everything's goddamn canon. I'm sure this has happened many times.
Not all the books are canon. Those are all.
Some of the books are canon.
I think things from the books are canon.
Okay. So their canon is fucked up.
Yeah, it is complicated.
Fucked up.
Which, by the way, I kind of agree with. Especially because I forgot that there was the Thrawn trilogy that was supposed to be the official continuation of the Star Wars. But then they also, at the same time that the Thrawn trilogy came out, they did a comic book series called Dark Empire, which was also being called the direct continuation, both of which were completely different things. In Dark Empire, that's when Luke, like, wears Darth Vader's armor.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking stupid. Sorry, people that like Dark Empire fucking series. It's
oh,
not
everybody
good.
Complain about this movie has never read fucking anything about Star Wars. Or they would know. And they're like, there's no backstory to it. No, there fucking is backstory.
So people are upset about that. And the second thing that people are upset about is the one that really kind of infuriates me. Because I think it's the riskiest thing that they've done with Star Wars. And I think it is the most Star Wars of Star Wars things, if you really think about it.
Is it the hardcore sex scene?
Kyle, I didn't want to talk about that.
Between Chewbacca and the porg.
Not just one porg.
No, several fucking porg. And he tears them all in half with his giant Wookiee cock.
Rey came from nothing. And people are mad because, oh,
Rey doesn't have anything to do with Luke Skywalker. And Rey doesn't have anything to do with Obi-Wan Kenobi. This is why Star Wars loves.
I'll tell you why I find this hilarious is they're establishing that off Kylo Ren telling her that.
Which, yeah, that could...
They're awfully fucking trusting of him.
Well, but also there's Rey kind of already, you know, she knew it. And
I know, but it's Star Wars. Anything can fucking happen. But yet, they just reversed it. Kylo Ren has a tie to... he's a Solo. For the first two movies, we didn't think Luke Skywalker had anything to do with anything.
It's ridiculous. And the reason why I say it's like the most Star Wars of Star Wars things is because it's very Star Wars to have your main character essentially from nothing to rise above and beyond against all odds.
Well, that's just very space opera in general.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at most of the big ones. That's what they are. And Star Wars is still just a space opera.
I didn't want Rey to have any like Skywalker lineage or anything like that. I was so happy when that scene happened. I was like, oh my God, they actually did it.
As of now, we still have another movie. At least one more movie. We don't know if the trilogy after that is still her. They haven't said. They just said there's another trilogy announced. No.
People are fucking babies about this movie. And I don't get it.
The word we keep hearing is it's a betrayal. It's a betrayal. Which I explained to Lincoln. I'll explain. A movie cannot fucking betray you. A movie owes you nothing. I love fucking Jaws, but if they remade Jaws and it's a goddamn hand puppet controlled by Kevin Spacey, I'd probably be like, that's fucked up. That's terrible.
Whoop,
but
I'm not going to be like, in the little boy's butt.
They fucking betrayed me. No, the movie owes me nothing. I'm just a fucking fan, dude. You just need to separate and get over yourself. And if you don't like a movie, it's okay to just not like a movie.
Well, it kind of goes into... I think it was during Guardians of the Galaxy where I talked about that there's not a divide between what people ingest and who they are anymore. Where to like Star Wars, it's become a personality trait.
Which is weird. I don't think it has for me. I like Star Wars, but I don't. You will not find Star Wars memorabilia and fucking, I don't go dress as a goddamn Jedi and shit like you wanted to.
For Force Awakens?
Yeah, you wanted to dress like a Jedi.
Yeah, I was going to, but I just didn't have enough time.
He didn't have enough time to put on a robe.
No, Kyle, because you got to put on the robe. You have to... I don't even want to talk about this.
It's a robe.
Yeah, and a big thing about this movie is that I really became heavily disenfranchised with Star Wars after The Force Awakens. I went from really Star Wars being a very important part of my life to really just kind of pushing it away because I was kind of over it. I was just like, well... Like, I really liked Force Awakens. I was just not excited about the idea of being constantly bombarded by Star Wars stuff now.
Every 6 months, there's going to be a Star Wars movie.
Which I still don't agree with.
And I do think it's going to end up just killing it. Because people are going to get burnt out. So all year, we had to keep reminding ourselves, oh yeah, Last Jedi. Because there wasn't that excitement for either one of us this year that it was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It was just another movie on our list of things to watch. And that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
I'd say it's because we're getting older, but we know it's not a 4-year wait between movies now. It's a 6-month wait, and then Han Solo comes out in May.
I definitely don't agree with that. I think that it's going to be too much, but for me, like, I don't really give a shit about the Han Solo movie personally.
I don't either.
I don't care.
I care even less about a Boba Fett movie that everybody wants.
Oh, yeah.
He had two fucking lines, dude. Shut up.
Just read the fucking comics and shit.
Like, why do you like him so much?
Because he's cool looking.
Yeah, so they just tried to remake him with Phasma, didn't they?
Kind of. But honestly, with The Last Jedi, because it is so... It's such a like a dualistic movie, which is, you know, it's cool because the whole movie is about dualism.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most un-Star Wars movie while simultaneously being like the most Star Wars movie in terms of like the spirit of what the franchise is.
The spirit of it, yes. The... Look, well, I guess not the look, the feel isn't Star Wars, but the, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not a big action movie, you know, a big lightsaber battles. And
because it's like that, I have now, like, I'm in love with Star Wars again. Everything that this movie did with the characters, with the overall kind of, I guess, like the spiritual aspect of the Jedi, kind of good and bad, stuff that really... Wasn't talked about at all with Force Awakens, because Force Awakens was a pretty straightforward action movie. It's back.
This was the God's Not Dead of Jediism.
Yeah, pretty much.
He lost his faith.
And it just brings up all of these really kind of open-ended questions in the Star Wars universe. That is stuff that, with the extended universe and the books that I read, and I was going to say read, but then I'm like,
he doesn't read. He doesn't read.
I'm like fully in love with Star Wars again. Like, it's got that like passion back in me because it's actually, it's taking risks. It's deconstructing things about Star Wars.
I did take a lot of risk for Star Wars, and you can see, I mean, it's, they got the result they thought they would.
Mm-hmm. Deconstructed things about Star Wars that needed to be deconstructed, mainly the Jedi. And it's just opened up so many more possibilities to kind of expanding the
lore. Yoda's a pyro?
Yoda's a pyro.
Yoda's a puppet pyro.
Yeah, so Yoda's back, and he's actually,
well, he's not really back.
Well, you know,
he's a Force ghost, but he was a puppet again, and I thank you for that.
It was fantastic. And also, when he just, like, boops him with the cane, I loved it.
Yeah, I liked Yoda a lot, and his little part. Things I didn't like about the movie, though. We'll just get into that.
Yes.
I love the story of this film. I thought it was one of the best stories of a Star Wars movie. Hated the way it was written. I just didn't think it was written very well. It felt almost, not amateur, but it repeated too much stuff. They felt like George Romero's later stuff almost, with it just kept shoving this specific thing down your throat. It's like scene after scene. We get it. That's the point of Star Wars. There was a lot of characters and scenes that didn't need to be in the movie at all.
Such as the entirety of like the second act.
Yeah. But like main character, like Benicio del Toro, added nothing. He just once again drove home the point of like, this will never end, blah, blah, blah. The Laura Dern's character that fills in for Leia, but just repeats what Leia said the scene before. And then Leia comes back. Why couldn't that just been Leia? Just because you really needed that Leia as Mary Poppins scene? Which everybody's hating that scene. And
it, I just don't think it was executed correctly.
It looked ridiculous. Yeah. It was the most... It's 2017. You can do better wire work and stuff than that. It looked like she was a cardboard cutout that they moved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also with the Lord, having her instead of Carrie Fisher didn't make sense to me, because wouldn't it have been way more impactful that you think that Leia betrayed the Rebellion? Like, yes. Wouldn't that have been such a way bigger impact?
But instead, it's this character, like, we don't know her. It's just because you got Laura Dern, right, is my guess. But she added nothing new. The dynamic did not, the exact same dynamic and dialogue and arguments that Poe was having with Leia, Poe was having with whatever her character's name was. We'll call her Mufasa. I think it started with an M. That's why I'm going with Mufasa.
Okay.
I don't know. She'll just be Laura Dern, because that's all I could see is Laura Dern. But that didn't need to be there. The fake Leia death just... didn't need to be there. Like, it didn't add anything.
All it did
didn't
was
make them fight harder. It didn't give a new dynamic to their...
It just established that she can use force powers and that's it. But you could have established that in a completely different way.
You could have established it in the same way you did with Rey and Kylo, which I think they did too many times.
Which, the them talking to each other? I disagree. I thought it was great.
See, I don't, because to me, the only reason it was in there was to establish Luke at the end. This is how I felt.
What do you mean establish Luke at the end, though?
That you could... the Jedi, you could telepathically do things.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
I just don't think it added anything.
I think it did, because I really liked the conversations and stuff that they had. I thought,
but that was it. It was just conversations.
Yeah, but I think that it was good character growth for both.
See, I don't. Because I think what they were building to was that, oh, he could be good.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't give that time to breathe. Like, there's no impact. He just doesn't. Like, I never believed he was going to, even for a moment, sway to the... to the light side.
See, I disagree. I thought that those were used effectively to kind of make you think a little bit more on his.
See, I never thought differently of him.
Hmm.
I just know he's not going to.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't think he was going to kill Snoke in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was clever.
Oh, big thing. I totally forgot. I read the first script of The Last Jedi about a year ago online, popped up. During that time frame, I was reading a lot of these because it was normally just like fan fiction that people were writing. And a lot of it was like fun. And I like to read kind of like stuff like that. So I read this script that the guy put it in like Dropbox. And all he said about it was, I know you're not going to believe me, but this is the first draft, like the very first draft of The Last Jedi script. A lot of this has been changed. But, you know, here's the script if you want to read it. So I was like, okay. So I read it and I was like, all right. Not bad. The same person posts, like, 6 months later, again, you're not going to believe me, but here's the script one more time. And if you don't, like, if you want to know if this is legit or not, here's the very first scene of the trailer. This is the first line, and this is what happens at minute 120. And those were all correct. So my reaction after I saw the trailer was, oh, fuck, I know what happens in this movie. I'm here to report about 70% of that script was changed. But for the most part, the first act was the exact same. A couple things that were changed was, so in the second act, what we're talking about with how it shouldn't have happened is that Finn and our new character Rose go on this little escapade.
To get the code breaker.
To get the code breaker. And this entire thing felt very like Attack of the Clones. The scene was supposed to be in Cloud City.
You could tell Benicio was, he's the Lando character.
Yeah. It wasn't Lando, it was basically somebody exactly like Lando. And then pretty much the entirety of the third act was changed. So a lot of things changed in the production time of this movie, which is interesting because the reason why I bring the script up. Did you hear the interview that the director did where he talked about their plans for Star Wars when Disney talked to him?
No.
Okay. So what's really interesting about this movie and what I think really factors into why it is kind of messy.
It is messy, I think. I think even you liked, I didn't hate it, but you liked it more than I did.
Yeah.
And it is really a messy, messy film.
The reason why it's messy is because Disney did not have a plan after The Force Awakens.
I knew.
We all knew. For anything.
Their plan was just to make money.
Yeah. Like, what he said is that pretty much they were like, okay, we're going to have a mystery about Rey's parents. We're going to have a mystery about Snoke. We're going to have, like, a mystery about Maz, whatever her name is. And then we're going to have Luke at the end, okay? And so he went in and he was like, okay, so where are we going forward with all of this stuff? And they were just like, man, I don't know. I've got nothing. They hadn't planned anything. So it was completely up to him and the writers.
He was the writer.
There were co-writers. There's always co-writers.
Yeah, but he's the main writer. He's,
you know what
I mean. Was the only one credited as the writer, I think.
Is he?
I think I could. I'm probably way wrong on that. I'm not going to look it up, but I think he was.
So yeah, it was like up to him to figure out a way to incorporate all these things and still make a compelling movie.
He forgot about Phasma. What a waste.
It's still a waste. And that's another part. So I want to talk about the two main storylines that really are very problematic and serve absolutely no purpose in any way, shape, or form. The first of which is their detour, which we talked about, to the casino planet, which is just, it's supposed to show that Finn is prioritizing other people over himself in his close circle of friends, like he had been in The Force Awakens. Really all in the beginning of the Last Jedi, where all he cares about is like Rey and Poe and them. He's not caring about like the actual rebellion in general. So we have this scene where he's actually going and risking his life so that he can, you know, help character he just met as well as the rest of the rebellion. That's fine. However, don't need to have this happen for fucking 45 minutes with like social commentary.
No, and like she even has a line when she slams a ship, which is like made me laugh. I forget what it was.
The love one.
Like, we won't win this war by fighting what we hate. We have to save what we love. I'm like, that's what he's trying to fucking do. His motives in this movie are still for Rey. He's trying to get the beacon far away so she's safe. But then they add Rose in as like they need a love triangle and she liked to free horses. At the track, they're still on the same. Like, they're just going to go back and get those fucking horses. Yeah. Rose.
And Rose is a tough character.
I like the actress.
Yeah.
I liked her portrayal a lot. I thought she was very good in the movie.
I like the character, too. A lot of people, like, are saying that she's like Jar Jar. I don't see that at all.
I think that's racist.
Yeah, a lot of people really have a problem with Rose.
I don't have a problem with her. I have a problem with the scene she was in.
Yeah.
Like, that's my big thing that I kept. I think you were one of the few that understood. Like, I like the movie. I wish someone else wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the writing is just not there for this story.
Yeah. I think it's there in certain aspects.
But I think a lot of that could be the performances are bringing out more of the script.
Because
say what you want about Daisy Ridley in Force Awakens, she's fantastic in this. Yeah. Adam Driver is really good in this, even with his weird chest. Are they trying to make Adam Driver a sex symbol?
He is a sex symbol now.
Why? Look at him.
Have you seen the picture of him?
Holding? I like Adam Driver. He is no sex symbol.
Did you see him holding a goat?
Holding a goat.
There's a picture of him where he's holding a goat.
Why was he holding Chris Jericho?
Break the wall down.
That's copyright. No, I just think Rose's scenes added, they didn't add anything.
Yeah, so it's just like she's with Finn and they're doing all of this stuff that doesn't have anything really to move the plot forward. It's just like small character developments for them, but I don't think they really needed that character development.
No.
Especially with Finn, where you could have him have the same character development in a way that actually moves the plot forward.
Or you could have just had written scenes for him. I feel like That's all he was there for, was for these, the rose scenes. He didn't really do much in this film.
That's where I wish that his stuff was actually not in this movie, because this was not his movie at all.
So he didn't need the side plot. He could have still been in this just fighting alongside the rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that couldn't have just been a thing.
Well, because what they're wanting to do is really focus on... Because really, if you think about it, this is like three movies in one. We have Poe with the rebellion, higher up, doing all of his Poe stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Being hot, sexy, oiled up.
I don't think he was oiled up.
Lubed in?
What
then we have Rose and Finn, their movie. And then we have Kylo and Rey's movie.
Well, I think you also have Luke and Leia's movie.
There's just a lot of stuff happening. And that's where it gets so messy.
Because really the main plot of this is Luke and Leia.
Mm-hmm.
They don't interact much, but they're the spearheads of this movie.
I really wish...
I was okay with like Rey being not the main character.
Yeah. I wish that the focal point was... Now, this is my opinion. Kylo and Rey is like the main plot.
It shouldn't, yeah.
The side plot, secondary plot. Leia with Poe, the Resistance stuff.
Or Laura Dern, because we needed that.
Whatever. And then the third plot, not Finn and Rose... And, like, whatever, like, small things that you need to work with, I just think it was too...
Finn and Rose was yet another plot thing and scene where to explain, like, how the rebellion, how it seems like a lost cause for them. But they have to keep fighting for what they believe. You know, the...
Duality of man.
But they kept, especially with that, when they just kept pushing it and put... I was like, I get it. It's fucking Star Wars. Mm-hmm. The kid, you know, with the ring and all that.
Yeah.
It's like, I get it all. Stop.
Which the kid with the ring stuff, that was important, but
they
could have done
it
a different time. Well, no, I think it's important because I have a fucking fan theory, Kyle.
Okay. I'm sure it's not original at all.
Talk about it now. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. It could have been done better. It was just so shoehorned in there. It was ham-fisted.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff.
Well, yeah.
A lot of the movie was.
I wouldn't say a lot of the movie. I think.
A lot of the plot points were.
I think, yeah, a lot of the plot points and everything with Rose, unfortunately, was ham-fisted. Everything that she says.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
And oh, Benicio absolutely, her fucking dialogue. And it sucks because Benicio Del Toro in a Star Wars movie would be fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in this much.
No.
But it's a huge, expensive scenes that he was in.
Yeah. So then going into...
This movie could have been an hour and a half, and it would have been fantastic.
Going into... I'll say an hour 45. Kind
okay. Of. They could have cut a lot out.
Yeah.
How's that?
With Phasma, since that was kind of what got us into this direction. If you're not going to actually do anything with the character...
If you're going to... Yeah,
just stop.
There's no payoff.
There's... Yeah.
Just don't have her in this movie.
I didn't even expect her...
The most lackluster death.
But is she dead, though, because her armor was completely...
Do you care? Does it matter? Like, I don't care if she's dead.
No, I'm just saying that there's like, still a possibility she...
There's no point for her to be in this movie.
Well, the thing with Phasma that I don't understand is how does she even have a... Why is it important for Finn to defeat Phasma?
It's not.
It's not.
He already defeated them by leaving.
Yeah. So I don't know why they're still progressing this plot with him and Phasma.
More toys, dude. They couldn't sell a Phasma toy for this movie.
God, that's like, Empire Strikes Back when Harrison Ford wanted Han Solo to die. Because he told George, it was kind of like, hey, I don't really want to do this anymore. But on the other side, he was like, hey, it would be way more impactful if Han were to die. And then George Lucas said, dead characters don't sell toys. That's where we're at with Phasma, honestly.
Yeah, 100%. That's where we're at with, that's why you get, like, cutesy characters that are on the island with Luke that are just there for comedy.
So the Porgs, they have a...
Fuck Porgs.
Well, there's the real reason why they're on, like, in the movie, and then there's the greedy reason.
Well, we all know the greedy reason.
To sell merchandise.
Yeah, which they sold tons before the movie ever came out.
Which I would recommend to look up. I think if you Google Porg couple... It's the saddest picture you'll ever see in your life. The trailer comes out for The Last Jedi. This guy and his wife saw it and literally like ran down to the tattoo parlor and got Porg tattoos. And it's a picture of them with, at the time, all of the Porg merchandise that they came out with. It's like the saddest
thing. That's the only reason they're in the movie. Like, they serve no purpose.
they served a purpose because the island that they were filming at had a huge puffin population, and it was easier to make up something that looked like a puffin than go through and digitally erase all the puffins from the scenes where it's
That's still not serving a purpose in the movie.
Well, no, not at all. I'm just saying that's the reason why they were even in the movie. But because they knew that they could sell toys, that's why they actually were in the movie.
I know the audience, they fucking ate it up. They ate them up every time they were up on screen. They loved it.
Every time it came up, I looked over at Lily and I just fucking shook my head.
Oh, everybody loved them.
Just shook my head.
Not me. I was just like, fucking porgs. why are you here?
There are a couple of moments. Yeah, there's a couple moments where I looked over and I either rolled my eyes or just went, oh, come on. One was all the porg stuff every time. And then when Finn said, some eyes up chrome dome or something, oh my god, come on.
Mine was the Rose line.
Oh, at the very end.
You don't want a war by fighting what you hate. I'm like, actually, that's what a war is. You were literally just shooting.
Mm.
Very confused by that. And the Leia Poppins.
Yeah.
That was just hilarious.
I didn't laugh or anything. I just went, just that could have been done a lot better.
The other one that made me laugh at the audience was, it was a cool shot when Not Leia goes into hyperdrive and
splits. Oh my god, yeah, I was going to bring that up when we talk about great things. That's one of the best visual things they've done.
In any Star Wars.
So fucking sick.
I love that, but for our audience, it was like, oh, are you really, legit oohing and aahing? Mm. That made me laugh. I'm like, it was cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Calm the fuck down, people. You know, we're not watching the last manatee on Earth give birth here. Like, that's an exciting thing. Like, we're seeing somebody with a computer did something pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it blew their fucking minds.
That's cool, though. I wish I could be that happy about a movie.
Oh, but it went on for too long. It was really, it was like watching a tennis match. It just made me chuckle inside, but I thought that was one of the coolest things in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love that.
Are there any other negatives you want to talk about?
No, I mean, really, the writing is the big negative, and characters that just, let's say Benicio, Rose, and Laura Dern is what really stands out to me. Of they added literally nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fucking killed Ackbar, so fuck that movie, am I right? You know?
Oh my god.
They killed a character that people only like because he's a fucking meme in 2016.
And here's the thing, kind of going into, this is a good transition into the really great things, in my opinion, about the movie, is you want to know why Ackbar didn't have a crazy, death scene or anything like that?
Because he's Admiral fucking Ackbar.
There's that, and also because, again, we're driving home. Now, this is, non-ham-fisted, so apparently nobody got it.
I can't believe people are actually upset that Ackbar died.
You know what wasn't ham-fisted, Kyle? The fact that, yes, a main character died, and he didn't die on screen, because war fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a casualty. That's how it happens. That's
how the shit happens, yep.
It just, one minute, your ship blows up and you're gone. But apparently people didn't understand that.
No, and he was never a main character.
Exactly.
He's a character who you knew the name of, because of, it's a trap.
Kyle, you don't even know his race.
No, I don't see color, or whatever. Whatever he is. What is he, like a fucking crab? I don't see crab people. He looks delicious. That's all I know about Ackbar. I crack open that fucking shell.
Oh no.
Ah, dip him in some melted butter. I could eat on Ackbar for days, dude.
So the great things in this movie. Kylo Ren continues to be the most well-acted and best-written character in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. I think he's great.
Adam Driver is fucking fantastic.
It's weird. Adam Driver,
what do you mean it's weird? He's a great actor.
I know, but it's just weird that he is a big actor in Star Wars.
Mm, yeah.
I've always liked Adam Driver. Did you ever think he would be
not at all.
A big bat? We laughed when we heard he was going to be the big bad guy in Star Wars. We're like, Adam Driver
is going to be. Yeah, because I watched Girls for a while until I realized I didn't really like it anymore. But I liked his character a lot, and I liked Adam Driver. And yeah, when it got announced, I was like, okay.
Yeah, the least intimidating looking dude on the planet.
But then he just becomes this character that's so complex.
That's what's
so
good about it. He just becomes characters, like Logan Lucky.
Or Pat. I'm going to tell you this every time. You need to watch
I haven't seen Patterson yet.
It's fucking incredible. And it's just, I cannot get over how complex and wonderful Kylo Ren is.
I still say he's the protagonist of this trilogy.
Yeah.
He is the one that has the most character growth and the one that you care about. And not that you don't care about Rey, but it's like, you know, with Rey, she's pretty set.
Mm-hmm.
But Kylo's so up and down and there's so much emotion to his character that he is really the main character of this movie.
Well, and you want him to succeed not in what he wants to succeed. You want to succeed the same way that you want your child to go to college and get a good job.
You just want to see if people respect him.
Yeah. I don't really want to see him rule the galaxy with an iron fist.
No, I don't want to see him just fucking slaughter children and whatnot.
But I want to see him come to terms with himself. I don't know. Even if he came to terms with himself as evil, finally.
That's what I love is, but I don't think he is. I just think
what's so great about him is that it's...
He almost feels like he is choosing evil because he knows that that's where he has a better chance of succeeding.
Well,
like,
there's that and also the whole thing with Luke of where he's now also at a point... He became back to a wall to where he had to make a decision, and his decision was going to the dark side because he had a moment where he thought that his, you know, master was trying to murder him. So he goes to the dark side and he has this moment, and I think I've brought this up before, of a modern character that is really the personification of this kind of storytelling is Tyrion Lannister from Game of Thrones.
Oh God, are we dropping Game of Thrones in here?
Dropping a Game of Thrones because, let me explain. I'm very wishy-washy when it comes to Game of Thrones because I think a lot of it's really great, but a lot of it's not.
I've never watched any of it.
I've only watched like the second season. I read all the books. I like the books a lot.
Nerd.
Shut up. Tyrion Lannister was one of, if not my favorite characters in the books because he has this moment in the fourth book, spoiler for Game of Thrones, where he becomes the villain that everybody thought that he was. It got to a point where everybody thought he was a piece of shit. Everybody thinks I'm a murderer. Everybody thinks I'm a piece of shit. So why not I be a murderer and let's be a piece of shit now? And that's what I feel like Kylo Ren's doing. He's in this, I am not an evil Sith Lord, but everybody thinks I am. So I have to double down on this. This is my only option.
I mean, you can see just the remorse he has killing his dad and trying to kill his mom. Like, that's such an internal struggle that is excellent.
Mm-hmm. I think Rey's great, especially with how vulnerable she is in this movie.
I liked her a lot more in this one because there is something to her character.
She doesn't know what to do. You see her instead of in The Force Awakens where she automatically... I'm sorry, a lot of people are going back on saying that she's not a Mary Sue in Force
she
Awakens.
She absolutely is.
She is.
In Force Awakens, yeah. She's not now.
No, because she doesn't know where to go. She needs someone to help her. She needs support for once.
And she is very armed. On the fence of which side she will go to. I mean, there's a big scene in this. Luke's like, you didn't even try to fight it, the dark side. She doesn't know what she's just looking for answers, and whichever side gives those answers to her is where she's going to go.
Yeah, you see even kind of a, like a greedy motivation with her, too.
Mm-hmm. About, it's very selfish.
It becomes more about wanting to know about her past than it really is about actually like saving the galaxy or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, everybody she knows as love is dying repeatedly in this movie, and she's playing in the mirror.
Yeah, because she's sent to...
I love that scene, by the way. Everybody can fuck off.
Oh, the mirror scene.
I thought it looked cool as shit.
I thought it looked cool. I thought it was overtly long.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel about the fucking tree scene anyway. In Revenge of the... Is that Return of the Jedi?
Or... Tree scene?
With Luke. No, that's in Empire Strikes Back.
I'm talking about when he goes into the cave?
Yeah, I thought it was a tree stump.
No, he goes into a cave.
I thought it was a big tree.
When he fights Darth Vader and his head falls off and he sees himself, that's in a cave.
Oh, okay.
In a tree stump?
I thought it was a big tree.
What,
I don't
is he,
know
a
why.
Squirrel?
No, I thought it was like a huge Dagobah tree.
Well,
know?
That's different than a tree stump.
But I thought it was like the stump of a huge tree.
It
in
might
Dagobah.
Be. I don't know. I'm picturing a little tree stump.
No, not a little baby stump.
Okay. I don't know. This was my... I thought this was better than that. That scene was ridiculous.
Yeah. What, the Luke scene?
I'm just saying it's the same scene.
Oh, yeah.
They just...
A lot of people hate it for some of you.
There are things to hate in this, but that's not one of them.
Yeah, like that's the interesting thing with Rey is that... So she goes to see Luke on the precedent of, I need to find Luke so I can bring Luke back so that we can win this war against the New Order. When she gets there, it then turns into, I need help because I have these powers. I don't know how to use them. I need you to help me. And then that turns also into, I need to know about my past. So with her, it becomes more of a greedy thing as well.
Well, then it turns into, I need to know more about Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm. comes much less about saving the galaxy.
Wasn't the original script she killed Snoke?
Yeah, so it was she killed Snoke, but it wasn't in like the same way. I think it was supposed to be like an actual battle scene.
Okay.
I thought this was much better.
I didn't want to see Snoke in a battle scene.
Yeah.
Because I think that could have been that they'd set up just a cooler way to go is not as he could come to the light side, but that she could go to the dark side.
Well, it sucks so bad because
they don't really touch on it.
All I want is for Rey to become a Sith and Kylo Ren to return to the dark side or the light side and then have a final confrontation. That'd be fucking incredible.
It could happen.
There's still time.
Well, and like I said, we still don't know the next trilogy could mm-hmm. still follow these characters. So I think that would be a cool way to go.
What if the third movie, heel turn at the end? Rey heel turn.
Yeah, and her and Kylo just wreck shop and they're both left standing.
Yeah.
What Who if knows? At the end of the trilogy is the Order wins?
Hmm.
You want to talk about pissing people off?
Yeah.
I think it would be cool.
Yeah.
Because it's new. One thing I will say about this movie is it didn't follow the formula.
No, not at all.
Which you watch Force Awakens, this goes, well, this is following the formula. This one did not at all, and it's something new, and I don't know what they're going to do with Episode 9. And I mean that now, like, what are they going to do? Because Luke's dead.
Which, like,
no,
my...
I really don't know where they're going to take the story.
I'll go ahead and tell you my, like, fan theory thing. It's not, like, a big thing. I think there's going to be a time skip.
Okay.
Because I have a couple of rationales for it. One, this is another, like, super anti-Star Wars thing that I think could work. Time skip hasn't been really used in Star Wars.
Not in the movies.
No. I think that there's going to be a time skip with Rey training her own Jedi. Let me explain.
That's a hell of a skip.
You gave me.
That is a big skip.
Okay.
You think they're going to do the time skip and kill Leia off in between as well?
Yes. I think the time skip...
Please don't CGI her.
No. I think it's going to... If they do CGI, it'll be her laying down at a funeral.
I'd be okay with that.
So I think there's going to be a time skip. And I'm thinking the time skip's going to be like 5 years. Something like that.
You think she's going to be training a Jedi in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because of something that Yoda says in the... Which I really want this...
When Yoda says like her midichlorian level is super high.
I also wanted to make sure that I recorded this because when the third movie comes out and I'm completely fucking wrong, I just want to go back and listen to this. Yoda talks about how that Rey understands completely what it is to be a Jedi. With that, and the Jedi text, like, you don't need the Jedi text.
Yoda burns the Jedi text.
Yeah. Well, no, he doesn't.
Well, he burns the tree.
Rey has the Jedi text at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And now, Kyle, here's where it comes into play. This is where my theory goes wild.
She's bringing back the Jedi.
Yes. I have a theory about something that happens in The Force Awakens.
Okay.
That initially, because they didn't have a plan, wasn't supposed to be what I think it is. But this is what I think it is.
Well, if there's no plan, then yeah, it wasn't supposed to be ordered.
So you know in the very first movie when Rey goes into Maz's dungeon and she has the Force vision where she sees Kylo with the Knights of Ren?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was
She doesn't have Force visions in this, did she?
No. Yeah. But you don't need them in this one.
No.
I don't think that was a past vision.
It's a future vision?
I think that's a future vision.
Could be. Who's the director for the night?
JJ.
Is it back to JJ?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
He likes time skips.
Mm-hmm. Because, and I thought about it, and it's also a line that Luke talks about how like the visions, because he's talking about the black hole, aren't always what they appear to be. They could change.
It's whatever you want it. Yeah. Whatever it feels you want it to be.
I think there's going to be a time skip. I think that Kylo remakes the Knights of Ren, has his own Sith apprentice. And Rey has her own. Because at the very end of the movie, you see the young kid use the Force to get the broom. Looks up at the sky with the rebellion thing. More Force-sensitive people. Last Jedi. She has a text. She already knows everything. She's like Luke when he made his.
That's why I don't know why people hate her and her shit. She is like Luke.
Yeah. She is pretty
She's
much
just hotter.
Completely debatable. Following in the footsteps of Luke of where, think of the training that Luke even had. So he had, you know, his training from Yoda.
He didn't have a lot.
He doesn't have a lot of training, and he has the Jedi text, and yet he still is one of the most powerful Jedi. Same thing with Rey. She could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's out of the realms of possibility for that to be what happens.
It's not. It's hard to say.
I just think that really the end of it, showing the kid with the ring looking up into the sky, I think that is such like a fucking anime, like before a time skip thing. That's also why I keep thinking about it. That's my theory for the next movie.
We'll see.
It could be, it's probably completely wrong, but that's what I
think. Or they could, just because of the backlash, just go back to the tried and true.
And that's what I'm scared of, because it's going back to JJ. And while that is what he did with the first movie, I don't know if that's what his vision was, or if that was Disney's vision.
Yeah, I like JJ Abrams' stuff, so I would imagine that was more Disney's vision than his vision.
I hope so.
I don't know, though. It did set up a lot of questions, which is what JJ was. He loves mystery. But then this movie, like, just like, yeah, those are gone. Snoke, yeah, he's dead. We're just getting rid of that. I don't know what the fuck he's doing with that dude.
Also, we're Snoke, killing that off.
Snoke looked a lot better in this one.
I still have my theory about Snoke that he is Darth Plagueis.
Well, he's dead.
Well, no, because it would make sense if he's Darth Plagueis, because guess what? He's going to come back again.
Oh, like Luke will.
Luke's...
I'm just shitting on all the stupid YouTube people hating it.
I still honestly do have a feeling that he is Darth Plagueis, because...
Do you think that that will come back, though, if they've just moved on? I have a feeling that that's it.
Snoke's done.
He's dead and gone.
Well, here's the thing. It's completely fine if he is dead and gone. And it's also fine if he's Darth Plagueis. There's no real, like, bad scenario with him as a character. Because if you have him as Darth Plagueis and you're like, oh shit, okay, that's cool, because we've established that character
already. They just used him as the vessel to truly 100% put Kylo to the dark side.
Yeah. And the thing with Snoke, if he doesn't come back, we don't get backstory about him, like hardcore backstory, that's also fine, because it also goes into the comes from nothing kind of aspect.
Not everything needs backstory in the fucking film.
Yeah.
I mean, they really don't.
Well, also, if you think about Palpatine and how much backstory he had before, you know, all the books and everything like that, he was just a guy in a robe for the longest time.
Yeah, it wasn't really until the prequels.
Mm-hmm. He was before really that,
he was on. Just an evil motherfucker.
So, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, we didn't know much about Vader.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, either way, I think it's fine with that character. At first was really kind of upset about it. I was like, well, that's fucking stupid. Why would you kill him off already when we don't know anything about it?
I liked them killing him off because it was very unexpected.
And it also was the fucking coolest shit ever, because that entire sequence was eye porn. Oh my god, how beautiful that entire battle sequence was.
This movie is very pretty.
Also, I think it's the first Star Wars movie.
There's a lot of red in this movie.
Yeah. First, all red everything.
It's my girl.
First Star Wars movie to not have a one-on-one lightsaber battle.
Well, no, they just kind of argued over one.
Yeah, that was it.
And then there was a weird edit where she just disappeared.
Yeah.
And they had, like, throwaway line of, like, oh, no, she took his escape pod and left. And then it's cause she's on the Millennium Falcon. It's like, what?
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that.
What happened to the wipe? Just give me a wipe. Yeah. Give me a Star Wars wipe there. It feels like there was a scene cut, because they do the thing, like, it looks like they're walking up, like, Kylo's dead, and he's like, eh? Oh, nope. And then he lays back down. I'm like, and then it kind of wipes. Like, I feel like there was something there that they took out.
So the last thing I really want to talk about with The Last Jedi is kind of one of the main reasons why I really loved it, and that is everything that has to do with Luke. I thought it was brilliant. I'm going to take a page out of your book, Kyle. Brilliant.
I say fantastic.
No, well, you've switched over to fantastic for a while.
No, I've been fantastic for a long time.
I said brilliant.
Ask those motherfuckers. They'll tell you. They shit on me all the time for saying fantastic.
Luke.
It's fantastic.
Could not have had a more Jedi Master death possible.
That blows my mind that people don't get that.
It's like the purest form of Jedi, of like solving a conflict that Jedi do.
And I think this movie was more straightforward as to what was happening. His arc in this is he lost his faith.
He lost his faith.
And then at the end, he gives himself to his faith.
There's that, and then there's also him fighting against the legend that he is, that he can't live up to the legend that he has become, which is, in my opinion, also kind of a real world look on Luke Skywalker as a character.
Mm-hmm.
About that, whatever you do with Luke in this movie is not going to live up to the legend that you have in your mind of who Luke is.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's so powerful what happens with him. You have him at the end of the movie give himself to the Force to save the entire rebellion, save hundreds of thousands of people in a non-violent way while still trying to, you know, sway someone away from the path that they've chosen, and you give yourself to the Force. And you become a legend for future generations. What he did was he became a legend again, because they show at the end of the movie when the kids are playing that they're like, Luke stood against an entire fleet and he won. And, you know, it's so fucking powerful and it's so incredible. And I don't understand how you can, I don't get how you can't get it, I guess, unless you're watching Star Wars because you're like, oh, I like lightsabers when they hit stuff.
I don't know why people are upset that he's dead.
He had a great arc. He fell from grace. He was shown as a human being with thoughts and emotions and feelings.
Sucking milk out of whale or seal titties.
And also, if you really think about it, with Luke, and the reason why, and I think we talked about this in The Force Awakens, and maybe like Rogue One a little bit, of why Luke is such, in my opinion, Luke is one of my favorite characters in any medium ever, because he is truly a hero's journey character that fails constantly, and that's a good thing.
Which is our problem with Rey in Force Awakens, is she didn't.
Luke has the legend around him when you think about him, because you're only thinking of kind of the end of what he helps accomplish that gives him this legendary status. But if you really break it down, he wasn't able to do really anything by himself.
He failed a lot.
He failed a lot. He needed people. He needed people to help him constantly throughout the, you know, progression and story of the original trilogy. He's not some ubermensch Jedi. And that's why it was so great of you had him beaten and broken and human. And then he becomes the legend again for a new generation of people.
And then, in case you didn't get it, the movie just dumbed it down even more in this and shows how much it took out of him. He's old. It's just too much on him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but after he's like, oh, he just kind of collapses, you know? Like it. I mean, they give you many different ways and reasons why he died. And I felt confident that he was going to die in this movie.
See, I didn't know if he was going to in this movie or the next one.
And I think we probably always agreed that when Luke died, if we ever saw it, he would go the way of Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm. And he did.
That's the only proper way for Luke to go out. Can you imagine? We'd be on your side if Kylo just fucking sliced him in half, Darth Maul style.
Yeah.
I would have been like, that's insulting.
Yeah.
That's just...
I honestly would be insulted by that because...
That would be one of those, like, you are just shitting on the source material.
It would be hard to accept it because my gut reaction would be insulting, but I guess it would just really depend on the context of it.
I'm just saying the same seeing this here, but when Kylo slices him in half at the end...
It would be rough.
Instead of seeing that it's not really... Mm-hmm. It's a hologram. He just slides apart. See, like Darth
I just
Maul.
Think that would just be more so just bad storytelling.
You know, like, I'm just saying there, that would have been horrible.
But yeah, it's like, how can you say that this is the end of Star Wars? This is the end of, like, they mishandled Luke so much. They gave him, like, the most fucking perfect Jedi endings that you can have.
Mm-hmm. And if you look at this movie and see that it's also... You could put a lot of metaphor into new fans, like the kid in the ring.
Yep.
Yes, he's new to the Rebellion, but it is also bringing in a new generation of Star Wars fans. No movie's ever going to ruin Star Wars. The movie could have been an hour and a half, 2 hours of Luke jacking off over a Star Wars or a Stormtrooper helmet. It wouldn't have ruined it.
People are still going to try to buy that helmet.
They're going to want that fucking jizz helmet. No, people will be like, that sucked.
When's the next one?
Yeah, hopefully. And that's what this is going to be. Everybody's saying that this is the worst one. Did they forget their hate for the prequels?
Yeah, that's the thing. If the prequels didn't kill Star Wars, really nothing can kill Star Wars at this point. Unless it's just oversaturation, you know? Which at that point, I don't think it's ever going to die, but...
But it will join. It'll go... You know, video games is the best example. Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
It will never die, but it's not going to be the big deal it once was. And that's just the nature of Disney. It's Disney now. Fuckers, it will never die. Yeah. Your grandkids' grandkids are going to know Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it works. We all still know Mickey Mouse. He's older than everyone listening to this. He's ancient. He's old as fuck. He didn't even talk when he first came out, for God's sake.
He hated black people. He
probably still does.
So all of that being said, I really don't have anything more to talk about The Last Jedi.
No, everybody, if there's something different, someone else has said it.
Yeah.
It's been a week since I saw it. I saw it the opening weekend, so... it did take me a couple days, though, to really get my thoughts around... Because I came out of the theaters, like, I didn't dislike it. But, like, just something just didn't sit right, and I didn't know what it was. And, you know, after talking and thinking about it, it was all the characters that didn't need to exist. And it's the writing. I'm not saying Rian Johnson was a really good director. It's beautiful cinematography. I thought this movie was absolutely stunning. I just think the writing could have been more... Not intelligent, that sounds bad, but I think they just dumbed it down just a little bit too much for my liking.
Well, I think not in the subject matter and kind of open-ended stuff, it wasn't
how they
And how they executed the actual plot was stupid.
Yeah, I mean, this is an established, these are established emotions and points, and they've been through many, you don't need to, like, bring it down a notch for me to, like, get it?
Mm-hmm.
Get it? Yeah, this is the eighth fucking movie. I get it.
Yeah.
That was my big problem with it, was, yeah, the execution. I just think the script supervisors should have done some snipping, mm-hmm. maybe take a page or two out here and there. You could have streamlined this into an amazing masterpiece of it. Mm-hmm. It would never be a masterpiece. I don't know that I would ever classify Star Wars as a masterpiece. Masterpiece is pretty fucking, that's more than a 10.
Are we talking about like a Star Wars movies as a masterpiece?
I'm just saying, just to call something a masterpiece, I think people are throwing that around loosely.
Well, it depends on if I'm using the actual term like masterpiece like it's supposed to be used. Or if
I think
I'm
that's just what people are using.
Okay, I gotcha.
Masterpiece is far more than us giving a movie mm-hmm. a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
You know, it changes the layout.
I don't know, though, because there are movies that I do think are masterpieces, though, really, if I think about it.
Yeah.
One that comes to mind is, like, There Will Be Blood, I think is a masterpiece. Yeah,
but I'm just saying this wasn't. Yeah. This is There Will Be Blood. No. I'm not saying there's not movies we don't think are masterpieces. Mm-hmm. I mean,
like Gibby.
I guess if this is your masterpiece, watch more movies.
Yeah.
It's Star Wars. Just go in and have fun.
What do you want to give it?
I'm just going to give it, like, a 6-8, I think, because mm-hmm. I do have a lot of problems with it still, and I feel like if I give it more, then I'm just going to be disaster artisting myself and let nostalgia and fandom come in, because
I knew you were going to come to terms with the fact that it really wasn't that good.
Well, I was basing that solely off of James mm-hmm. Franco's performance. I even said like the movie wasn't that good,
mm-hmm.
but give it a week and I realized that movie, like, there's nothing to it.
Yep,
there's absolutely nothing there outside of me caring about it going in.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to give this, 6-7. Well, 6-8, because okay. I don't know what I gave it.
So, I have established that The Last Jedi is probably my second favorite Star Wars movie. I've also established that makes it above Empire Strikes Back for me.
It's because you're weird and you think Return is the best. That's fine.
I know. I have weird stuff with Star Wars. I've also established that this movie gave me hope in the Star Wars franchise.
Did it give you a new hope?
I have kind of rekindled my love for Star Wars again, because this was everything that I love about Star Wars.
Like, did it awaken a force?
It awakened the love of Star Wars with me. However, I'm giving this movie a 7, because I cannot lie to you and say that it's anything more than that in terms of the structure. And it's the same thing with Return of the Jedi, is that I know it's not the best Star Wars movie. I know that objectively it is not in any way, shape, or form, but what the movie does, and with the characters of like Luke in Return of the Jedi and his arc and everything that happens with him, is just so important to me. Mm-hmm. That's why it's my favorite, and that's why this one's my favorite, because I think that all of the character things with Kylo and Rey and Luke is just so fucking good.
I agree, but then we can't ignore that you also have characters like Rose.
Yep.
And that take up a large...
And like, it's, you know, same thing with Return of the Jedi. I can't lie to you and say that the Ewoks served a purpose.
Toys.
Other than toys. And how that it has a really shaky mid-act. But there's things that are higher than what the movie, that are actual, like, kind of, like, esoteric questions. And that's what makes me love those movies so much.
Yeah, it's just, filmmaking-wise, it just wasn't very cohesive. It was a mess. If they would have trimmed that down and made it more of a solid film, I think this would have been like a Blade Runner.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that the character arcs and the development are there, and the performances are there. You can say what they want about Daisy Ridley. I think she's a fantastic actress, and she's a great Rey.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. I love it.
Yeah.